Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
I'm just going to let it go.
It should be. You should be questioning which one of my teammates was in that video.
We're gonna make somebody's day better. We're going to do a couple of things here. One, text in 424-645-685. Start our Heyman text line. Text in because the trivia is simple. And we have four tickets to see the Salt Dogs either tonight or tomorrow. It's up to you. You can choose which night you want to do that. And a delicious lemon drop cake from Beatrice Bakery. Mm. All you have to do is answer this question. Answer the question. What number did Jay Foreman wear in high school? What number did Jay Foreman wear in high school?
Ooh.
And we'll make somebody's day. And then on the other side of that, I want to be sure. So I want to say this, right? You celebrating today? Are you celebrating today? You celebrating something? You celebrating somebody? You celebrating a thing? Something happened? Hit us with the good news. Tell us what's up and hit us with the good news. And we will do something for you, for your palate, something for your spirit. So, do that. Mm-hmm. His number was not 44 in high school. His number was not 56 in high school.
Running back number 56.
Yeah. Number 56. He played running back. That gives you running back and safety. So that gives you some idea, right?
Head went up as he went faster.
Yep.
Yeah.
High neck.
They went way pads. Back. I had big old pads, too.
Shoulder pads was to the sky.
Clacking together.
clack. The moon. Like, he just running up. No, it is not 24. So that's what we'll do. I mean, we've got four passes and VIP parking, right? So you can go down there, pull up in style, roll out. You got nice seats.
Good seats.
Yeah. Roll in, just show that VIP pass.
You hang it on your mirror.
Yeah, but you point to it. You got to point to it real hard. Like, we belong here.
Yeah, this is me.
Me and my people. Me and my people. We were talking about camp and these first days. How important is this, Jay, for somebody, to take over the offensive leadership spot? Like, how important
is it? I mean, sure, it's important. I think it's probably being done, some form of fashion by a couple guys. I'm sure the quarterback, Travis Vokalik, it just comes to mind. You know, you'd like an offensive lineman, but whatever quarterback's going to be out there, he's going to, he's forced into a leadership role. And I'm sure that's manifesting himself right now. I think the biggest thing now is you're going the second week in camp. If guys ask me, first week, you want to jump out of the box. Second week, and this is in regards to this game. This whole week and the beginning of that third week, is where you want to separate yourself. You get what I'm saying? So this is kind of the hardest part of camp. The first newness, and then we're out there, and all that. Then you get a day off, and then you got to kind of really grind it out. This is where you separate yourself, and this is where you'd like to, as a coach, you'd like people to separate themselves, and then also the people they get separated from continue to work to close that gap maybe that they've lost. So, you know, it's not the final thing going into this first week, but, ideally you'd like to say that gives you, a lot of the chapters in the book. But as with this team, I think maybe not week to week, but every two or three games, you want to create still the competition, because you'd like the competition to be so close and thick that even though that you're a starter, the guy behind you still has earned a series or two which would equate just say a series of quarters, so that'd be at least, you know, some playing time of significance in every game. Now, if you don't continue to perform well, then that series every quarter now goes to two, or maybe two, two, one, one, you know, and then you kind of go from there. So ideally, this is something that, you know, would be going on all year. Obviously, some positions are scrutinized a lot more than others, but, you know, I'm sure the leadership is fine. I think that, you know, one of the best way to show your leadership is being more than accountable, being assertive, and being somebody that's extremely consistent and dependable. That's in and out of the locker room, on and off the field, in and out of meeting rooms, in and out of the training table, in and out of just crossing the lines of, say you see somebody on defense, just be, say if you're the first team offensive guy and you're going against the second or third team defensive guy, that doesn't mean you just let a teammate sit over there and drown. If he's having a bad day or something, you can still encourage him. That's how you become a whole leader, and it's not necessarily always the guy that's yelling or anything like that. It's somebody that knows how to lead differently based on, you know, the different type of people. And that's why you need different people around your program to do things that you're not able to do as a coach, because the coaches have to do stuff outside of practice. Practice is like their fun time. All the other, I mean, you got to think they probably, and I don't know what they have to do. You got to evaluate tape, get the game plan ready for the next practice, set up the drills, watch tape if you're watching Northwestern. Probably have to call these knucklehead recruits, coaches, and all the other stuff. And who knows, and then on top of, you got family and stuff like that. And then on top of, you got meetings with the guys that are there that's going to help you win and stuff like that. Their time is limited. So when they get on the practice field, this is like their payoff. So, you know, a lot of schools, what they do is they have other people that other people can depend on to lean on. So that it makes their coaching job a lot easier. Now, some welcome that, some don't.
See, that's the point, right? Coaches have a plan, and they need players to lead that plan, to direct people within that plan, and to stay within that plan. There is a huge difference between a playmaker and a guy who leads through following and executing the plan. We'll talk about that next. We're still looking for the right answer. What number did Jay Foreman wear in high school? We got goodies if you can answer that on the Sartor Hammond text line.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.